Welcome to The Artist's Voice with Karen Hutton. This is a blogcast full of musings and bite-sized notions about finding your artistic voice in photography and the creative process. It's all on my blog at karenhutton.com. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Advice to the multi-passionate that might just change your life. Well, hello, my multi-passionate photographically artistic friends. Have you got more photo genres that you love than a gaggle of schizophrenic mini-me's could ever get done in a lifetime? Well, listen up. I have got some weird advice that might just change your life. Yes, I'm talking to you over there. I see you pacing and fretting and muttering under your breath, "How do I pick just one? I love about 50. Oh, honey, I hear you. How do I find my true path in photography and stick with it? Ah, what do I do? Or this one is really good. I'm scared of selling out or spreading myself too thin. Well, my dearest artistic friends, this is a profound topic, and it has many nuances. There's business considerations, artistic expression. I mean, what's a mother to do? Well, here it is. I'm going to share something so simple, so to the point, that most of you are going to overlook it, or ignore me outright, or blow me off as a woo-woo crackpot. I don't care. It needs to be said for your own sanity. It's this. Got too many interests? Then focus on them all. I love the shocked look on your face at that. But here's the thing. You do it one fully present moment at a time, with laser-like focus. You go so deep, be so specific, make such bold choices, love it all so hard, and make zero apologies for it that you leave nothing on the table. Scare yourself with your own boldness, honesty, and unwavering perspective. Bam! And that's the hard part. That's the part that will always challenge you and take you further than you ever dreamed possible. But that's how true art is made. That is how your brand will evolve. That's how your work becomes signature. And that's how your very path in photography, in art, and life will tell you which way to go, rather than you sitting around trying to figure it all out. Because sitting around wondering what to focus on or moaning about how you have too many interests gets you nowhere except paralyzed in your own tracks. And hey, I am not judging. I've been there, which is how I know what this bit is all about. So my advice? Less talk. More art. Fear is the big thing that stops us, right? So, you worried about the fear mongers, the judgy judgers, even if it's the judgy judger voice in your head, the pixel peepers, the know-it-alls, all of them waiting to just slash your tender heart to shreds before you even start, right? Well, I think Ansel Adams had the best advice ever when he said, "No man," and of course I'll add no woman, "has the right to dictate what other men or women should perceive, create, or produce, but all should be encouraged to reveal themselves, their perceptions and emotions, and to build confidence in the creative spirit." Word up, Ansel. And I hear you now. How do I do that deep, specific, choicey, love hard, leaving nothing on the table thingy? What in the world does that even look like? I'm so glad you asked. Okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. Not that I'm perfect. It's just all I got, okay? So first, using some really basic traits of mine, which all seem to contradict one another, I created some work using it. That is something I learned back in my acting days. You use all the parts of you in the creation of your art. Now, these first set of traits I'm showing you, I will admit, they've troubled me from time to time. I've tussled with them. I've tried to choose between them, manipulate them, train myself to be better at one or the other of them. But eventually, I just wore myself to a nub. I finally decided to just tell the story about and from each one's perspective, and tell it with everything I had, for better or for worse. And I mean, no matter what, when, where, or how. It's kind of a naked way to go. So, traits. I'm an introvert. No, wait, I'm an extrovert. I'm actually both, which is weird and it seems to contradict one another. I'm definitely a home-based person, and I need home to feel solid and real and in the world. Yep, that's me, all the way. Until, after a couple of months of being home, when I start feeling trapped and nailed down and really snarly about it. At which point, I just have to be out on the open roads or exploring a new country, or I'll just go out of my friggin' creative mind. Cue the choir of angels, the little birdies chirping in the background. Honey, I love change. At least until I don't. And then cue the sound effects of a needle dragging horribly across an LP. And then when big change does happen, oh, it's exciting and scary and unnerving and awesomely adventurous, not to mention loud and clattery and messy, right? Well, my response is to get really, really quiet. I mean, I just can't even talk about big change in my life when I'm in the midst of it, only afterward. Which is quite unlike so many in social media who seem to be living in their own reality show and loving it. That is so not me. Personally, I think there is a big personal price to pay for oversharing. Just my opinion. Other traits of mine are I often feel alone in the world. And then sometimes it seems like for every win, there are so many more mountains yet to climb. How I feel about that varies from wanting to just roll over and give up to feeling like I'm on a hero's epic adventure. It just depends upon the day. I am a total dreamer, and I wonder if I'll ever see them all come to fruition. Now, preferences. These are things you like and love and prefer to do or see or what have you. So in my landscape photography world, I love making gorgeous, realistic photos in beautiful places. Meaning there's a big part of my portfolio full of landscape images that I don't mess with much in post-processing. I just let nature's voice ring through them. Because sometimes her vision is showing me where I could go. She's the teacher, I'm the student. And my job in that moment is to follow her wherever she takes me. And sometimes I get those images that are a flashcard for life. Now, at the same time, I love altering reality. Now, said another way, I love creating visuals prompted by my slightly to greatly warped view of reality. And I say reality in quotes. I mean, hey, what I see in my head is pretty real to me. I also love composite art, but frankly, I don't want to sit at a computer that long. So my approach is more akin to, what, creative processing, or so I'm told. Whatever. I love black and white photography, which are my roots. Animals, slice of life moments, curves and lines, and the unbearable, exquisite detail and sweetness in nature. And I grin like a Cheshire cat anytime I find ways to convey them all in the same time in a single frame. That rocks my world. I love the journey of life and following light, both literally and metaphorically. So those are just a few of my kind of life general overall perspectives. And so here's the thing. You tell the real story, your story. I mean, I constantly see stories. Some are big ones, some are small ones. The ones I photograph are completely irresistible to me. I cannot see them and not be moved by them. Those are the stories that I photograph. And it doesn't matter the genre, the location, the topic, whether it's color or monochrome, whether it's travel or landscape or whatever, I see stories. Sometimes set to music. And I like to capture the micro of the macro in a single frame. So the big picture you see with everything in it, I try to find the one little part of that that expresses the whole thing. And that's because to me, pretty much everything in life boils down to some basic idea. So the one thing that encompasses everything. I don't see myself as all over the board, despite the fact that I shoot a lot of different genres. I see my work as telling one big story. Each image is like a note or maybe a movement in the grand symphony that is my life. And that right there is the one thing I do, whether I'm shooting commercially, creating a fine art series, photographing a portrait, capturing an epic landscape, or a travel adventure. I mean, sure, each one of those genres and others has its particular requirements, but the one constant is me. And now, by association, you. And we can and must bring that to any party. Here's the thing. I know what I want to see. I know what I need to see. And I know what I love to see for it all to work. And that is my signature. I do nothing but that, regardless of what I'm photographing or not photographing, since that same list leaves plenty of images behind that just don't make the cut. It makes everything so much clearer, simpler, and way more delightful and defining. Multi-passionate power. And so, my multi-passionate, ooh, shiny things, friends, My wish for you is to begin seeing your multiverse of interests and loves as your superpower instead of your nemesis. That shift in perception will change everything for you. And of course, as with any great power, comes the equally powerful learning curve for harnessing it. So, think of this post today as the intro to the manual of multi-passionate superpowers that only you can write. The world awaits your brilliance. And so do I.